As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Keith Loying, President and CEO, Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas. Welcome to Issues 2021, Keith.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Very happy to be here today.
I know how busy you are. You're on the road right now, but this ought to be fun. What exactly is Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas, Keith?
We are the local workforce board that serves the greater Wichita area, and we operate the Workforce Center there at 21st and Amadon in Wichita. We have an office in El Dorado. We have an office down in Wellington, and we also have a partnership with Cali College down in Winfield. So we're the place to go when you're looking for a job. We do all sorts of assessments and screening and job postings, and we can help connect people to training opportunities as well.
Wow. Do you have a mission statement? That was pretty good right there, but you had a mission statement?
It's basically growing the economy in South Central Kansas through a skilled workforce.
Wow. There it is. And how and when did the Alliance start, Keith?
We were created back in 2000, so we've been around just a little bit over 20 years, primarily to manage federal job training dollars that are allocated to the state, but we also utilize other funding, local funds from projects and partners. United Way is one of our funders, Bank of America, so anybody who wants to help support employment and training programs, we try to tap into those partnerships.
That was my next question. How is the operation funded? So you're ahead of me. So what do you think my next question is going to be?
Are there any jobs out there?
We'll get to that in a minute. How long have you been with the Alliance, Keith?
I've been there in the leadership role since 2005, so coming up on 16 years.
What did you do before that?
I was at Wichita State University in the Hugo Wall School, and prior to that, I worked for Chris Church's in the city manager's office. Chris, so I've been a local government guy for a while.
You know, Chris Church is kind of a legendary name, and I never got to know him or anything, but we covered him just for a second here. Was he as skilled an operator as we heard as the city manager of Wichita?
Oh, he is second to none. I mean, he was a consummate professional. True commitment to this community that I don't think a lot of people saw, but being able to work with him for almost 3 years, he was a great mentor to me and a true asset to this community.
In public, very, very quiet, not a quiet man.
Very unassuming. He was very much an introvert, but the man was an encyclopedia of knowledge, and really, really, I sincerely had a commitment to making Wichita a better city. I got to experience that firsthand.
How many employees are on your staff?
We have about 50 right now. There were 6 when we started back in 2005, so we've grown that. But we've got 50 people working directly for us. And then in the Workforce Center, Steve, we have about another 50 or 60, and they work with other state agencies and other not-for-profit groups as well.
Give us a general statement, if you will, on how this pandemic has impacted jobs and working in South Central Kansas.
Oh, man, it's just havoc. It's really wreaked havoc in so many ways. And, you know, it wasn't just the pandemic that really we were dealing with in 2020. It started out with all the layoffs because of the 737 MAX pause. And certainly Spirit was the big headline grabber. You know, thousands and thousands of workers were being laid off. But there were other companies as well. There were smaller supply chain companies, you know, companies with 50, 25 employees that were just decimated because of the MAX production pause. And then COVID comes along. And so that really affected sectors outside of aviation. It affected the hospitality, the retail areas, areas that have never been seen that kind of job loss before. And so the ripple through overall, just again, I think havoc is the word I would say when we think about the job market in the Wichita area in 2020.
Now, as far as this region, the Wichita area or South Central Kansas, how did we fare on job loss as compared to the rest of the state of Kansas?
We've been higher throughout. I mean, our unemployment rate is consistently higher than the state average by at least 2 points, if not higher. Sedgwick County has the highest number of laid off workers receiving unemployment insurance. Sedgwick County's got the highest number of people on public assistance from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or food stamps. So yeah, we really bore the brunt as far as the state goes. I mean, other areas were affected as well, Steve, but it was felt more acutely here in the Wichita, South Central Kansas area.
Seems like it seemed like similar to what happened back in 2008 when Wichita just got hammered in 2008-2009.
Yeah, and you know, again, because of our resiliency when it comes to aviation and our reliance on aviation, you know, when that part of the economy has issues, and that clearly was the spotlight in 2009-2010, commercial air service went down, general aviation, you know, companies were canceling orders. General aviation became a bad word almost, you know, in the eyes of some. So yeah, we were in the square of the target on that. And then again, you know, with the 737 MAX, you know, areas of our economy were starting to decline prior to the impact of COVID. And that is why it's going to take us a little longer to dig out from the COVID hangover because of the our reliance on the aviation industry. And our recovery will be very much in line with, you know, passengers flying again, business services back in mode, conferences occurring. All of that stuff has really been impacted due to COVID, and the impact's going to last, I think, even after a lot of the economy starts to recover.
Now, let's looking at types of jobs. Were there one or two types of jobs especially hard hit during the past year?
Well, definitely in manufacturing. Yeah. I mean, sheet metal assembly, machining, you know, as far as the backbone of our economy. But, you know, and then really it was the retail sector. I mean, it was hotels. It was hospitality. It was restaurants. You know, it was the service area. You know, we've also, you know, Steve, you and I have been around this community for a long time. I'm still getting over the fact that Sears no longer has a shingle here in Wichita, that there's a big empty spot in the mall. And think about all those employees that Sears had, you know. So there's still a big portion of retail that took a hit and has not recovered yet. Amazon's here, Amazon's hiring. That's a different kind of retail. So part of our economy is kind of the new economy coming into that we're starting to experience now.
I think you touched on this a moment ago, but in terms of numbers, what was the Wichita area unemployment been over the past year, just the Wichita area?
Well, we peaked back in April of 2020 at 19%. That was right at the heart of all the shutdowns and stay-at-home orders. We have steadily gone down in terms of the rate, but we're holding about 5% unemployment. That's the official number. I know that doesn't capture everybody. We probably have anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 people receiving unemployment insurance benefits right now. So those, you know, those are the people that are telling us. I know anecdotally, there's people that never applied for unemployment insurance because they didn't think they were going to get it, or they're too prideful, or they're doing the underground economy. They're painting their brother-in-law's fence or something like that. So the numbers that I'm aware of, I think there's even a higher number of people that aren't working that probably want to work and could work.
Hmm. Now, are we coming around, Keith? Are people finding jobs now?
Yeah, I definitely. I'd say within the last, you know, we put our workforce center back to full operation. We were just doing appointment only, but the beginning of June, our traffic counts were very low. We didn't have a whole lot of people coming in. A lot of jobs, but we didn't have a lot of job seeker traffic. That's really turned around, I think, since the 4th of July holiday, I would say, the last 2 weeks in particular. We had a job fair, for example, yesterday for Textron Aviation, an in-person job fair at the Wichita Workforce Center. We had over 600 job seekers coming in to look for work with Textron.
Wow.
So I think that's, I'm hoping that's not an outlier. I'm hoping that's a trendsetter. You know, there was news yesterday, our friends at the Business Journal had a headline about Spirit AeroSystems and their employment projections. They're talking large numbers, and they're going to start hiring pretty quickly. So I think when you have those two large companies leading the way, you're going to see the smaller companies, the supply chain companies, the service sector, they're going to be following that lead, and I think we're going to see a lot more hiring here in the last two quarters of calendar year 2021.
Spirit is predicting that they will hire back as almost as many people as they laid off within a couple of years, get back up around where they were before. But still, it's
And we're talking to them right now. I mean, they're one of our great partners. We help them do a lot of the training they have for their entry level workers. We screen a lot of their applicants. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about the projections they're talking about for what the market looks like in commercial aviation and how they're diversifying. They're getting into some defense work, so that's a new source of business for them. So things are going pretty well, I'd say, for the aviation industry, the forecast at least for the next 2 to 3 years. I think we're going to see a lot of job growth, not only at Spirit, but other areas as well.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Keith Lawing, President and CEO, Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas. You know, Keith, we're seeing and hearing that there are lots of job openings. Why are businesses finding it difficult to hire and retain staff right now?
Yeah, boy, there's a... If I could get the answer to that question, I could probably make $1 million and retire instantly, because that is something that... There's not just a single answer to that. You know, I think that what there was such disruption that was at an individual level, and whether if you had kids in school and you were working to get them through all those Zoom classes and the online portion of what they were doing, you know, that was very hard. You know, if you had a job and you weren't making as much money, and why do you want to go back to that job? I think a lot of people right now want a better job. And they're looking for better jobs. I mentioned the Textron job fair. You know, initially what we gleaned from some of they currently have jobs and looking for better jobs. So I think what we're seeing is people wanting more out of work. I don't think it's not that they don't want to work. They're looking for better jobs. And I think if a company, if you're offering good wages, if you have health insurance benefits, you can be help. That helps you become an employer of choice, and I think job seekers are just becoming more selective than they have been in the past.
How about that? Now, do you think this is a temporary situation, or is this long term?
I think it's going to be a bit long term. I think, you know, this whole conversation about raising the minimum wage—it's been going on for some time. I think that's indicative that we have way too many low-wage workers in our workforce, and that do need to go up. There are some economic impacts that occur when that happens. I mean, we all, I like my Amazon Prime delivery, you know, but at some point, does Amazon have to pay their workers more because that's such a huge part of the economy? Those essential workers, those people working at grocery stores or retail that we needed during COVID, one of the conversations was the wage levels they were working at. And it's kind of hard to maintain a family with some of those folks were getting paid. So I think some of that's going to be a permanent feature in our economy. And I think the economy is just going to have to adapt to paying workers more for certain jobs.
I understand the Workforce Alliance recently received a big grant for training. Tell us about that, Keith.
Oh, yeah, that's really exciting. We have gotten a $10 million grant from the Department of Labor, and it's really future-focused. It is to focus on technology jobs, advanced manufacturing. It really lines up with the vision that we've had in this community that Dr. John Bardot started a few years ago about the Innovation Campus and looking at the jobs of the 21st century, looking at robotics, at artificial intelligence. How does that impact manufacturing? How does that impact job growth? So the grant we have is really going to help us develop training programs for those types of jobs, for companies like Novacost, you know, which recently came into the market, you know, for companies that are looking to integrate technology into how they manufacture products. And so that grant will be working very closely with Wichita State, WSU Tech, or other training institutions and businesses to really be forward-looking at what the skill sets are going to be in the 21st century. We have 4 years with which to invest these dollars. I'm anticipating that we're going to be training hundreds of workers for jobs that probably don't even exist today as you and I are talking.
Let's talk about service you provide at the Workforce Alliance. Do you offer help for people who are working from home for the first time?
Yeah, we can, definitely. I mean, you know, we can help people do anything when it comes to finding a job, holding a job, securing a job. There are a lot of employers that are hiring a remote workforce right now, so if somebody's interested in a job like that, I encourage them to go to our website. That's workforcekansas.com, or go to kansasworks.com. There's lots of jobs there, and certainly we can help in that. If anybody's looking to upgrade their skills, we can help them at the Workforce Center. There's workshops. We can help you work on your resume. We can do mock interviews, all sorts of things we can do to help individuals in a job search.
Now, you sponsor or participate in job fairs, right? Can you tell us about one or two of those you have?
Yeah, actually, we have a big one coming up at Interest Bank Arena on August 12th. It's our Get Hired Job Fair. We are just getting back into the mode of doing these in-person events. We've been doing virtual job fairs for a while. But this one will be a pretty big one. We'll have dozens of employers out there, a variety of jobs available, you know, from construction, healthcare, manufacturing, finance industry. So it'll be a great opportunity for anybody who's looking for work, want to get back in the workforce, or you got a job and you want a better job, come out to Interest Bank Arena on August 12th.
And now just to plug, how can our listeners find out more about work opportunities and what you do at the Workforce Alliance?
Well, as I mentioned, I think our website is the best place, but also the easiest is probably just go to kansasworks.com. That's our Department of Commerce is our state partner. That's the job posting board. You can find us there and find dozens and dozens of job openings. And if you're a business and you want to post jobs, you know, you can post a job on kansasworks.com, and it works just like Indeed or ZipRecruiter. You will get a list of qualified applicants in that system. So it's kansasworks.com is a tool both for job seekers and employers.
Talk about the changing nature of the workplace. More people working from home, different, you know, it's a different atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think technology is a big piece of it, too. I mean, it's not that Zoom was brand new when, you know, COVID started. Zoom had been out there, but I'm guilty of it. I didn't use it, you know, and suddenly it's become a part of our lives, our work lives, you know, the whole technology side of it, how we provide services. You know, we have a very effective virtual job fair tool. And that's going to be a part of our operations moving forward. You know, it's going to be a better way we can serve customers. And I think employers are now realizing I can have my staff working from home if that is what they prefer, if that doesn't harm productivity. But it really comes down to technology, Steve. I mean, we need to use technology tools in a way that we just probably haven't been utilizing them in the past.
Is this working from home always a good thing?
No, definitely not. I think there, you know, and there's been all sorts of stories about the what's happened on the Zoom call when, you know, either the doorbell rings or, you know, the smoke alarm goes off or your kids need attention. There's so many distractions. Not every job can be done from home. Not every worker can do that as well. So that really becomes an issue for management and leadership at an organization to really be deliberate and think about. You know, is saving some money and not having as much office or square footage and having people work from home, is that a true benefit? Or do I need to have that direct interaction? Do I have staff people that thrive on that interaction in order to be productive? And that's really going to be selective in terms of an individual manager, an individual business, an employer. But people, we need to be thinking. I know I am. And I've got some staff now that have asked me. They want to work from home on a permanent basis. And right now we're saying yes. Now, I'll see how that works 6 months or a year from now. Some of it's a kind of a big experiment.
If I might offer an opinion, just looking at the culture as I have over 50 years on the radio and watching what's going on, in a nation and a culture where we are more and more or less and less able to integrate and relate to people socially, now we're going in the absolute opposite direction where we don't have to see anybody anytime. I think it's harmful. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't disagree. And here's something that, you know, of all the technical skills that I hear employers tell me they need, one of the basic things, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it's communication skills. It is the ability to interact. And so I think you're right there, Steve. I think that the decisions, you know, that again, I go back to being careful about how you decide if you're going to have people working from home, your staff working from home, because there is going to be a price to pay, and losing that collegiality and that for that personal interaction, that could be more harmful than good than the money you could save about not having your staff in the office.
You touched on something earlier I'd like you to elaborate just a little bit, and that is people who've never lost a job, never been out of work, can look at folks who've lost their jobs. And I've been on the short end of this a couple of times. You look at folks who are unemployed and say, well, they're just loafers. They're taking advantage of, this unemployment insurance money we're giving them and all this, that, that, that. But you know what? You know as well as I do, Keith, when you've lost a job and you're unemployed, it's not a pleasant situation for most folks.
Oh, it really isn't. And being told that, you know, you got to go take a job at maybe 50% less of what you were making before, and doing something you're not interested in doing or you don't like doing or you're not qualified to do, that's not a great solution. And so a lot of people are like, I'm going to hold out. That's what unemployment insurance is for. I wish we would call it employment insurance. It is there to help you find the right job, to give you time to do a job search. Now, I'm sure people are taking advantage of that and not out there like they should be. But I think most people want to work. And the idea of getting unemployment insurance helps you find a job that really will meet your needs. It meets your needs financially, meets your needs emotionally, and meets needs intelligently. I mean, you know, you've been a lifer in radio, Steve. If I told you to go out and work at Spirit, you had to go work at Spirit. That isn't something you would probably really like to do. And frankly, I'm not a radio guy. If somebody told me, you have to go work at a radio station now, I'm like, I'm not quite qualified. I don't know if I like this. So you make a very good point. You know, those people unemployed, they're not just trying to live a high life and not working. And they're not getting all that much in unemployment insurance. I know some benefits were enhanced, but those are temporary and those are going away.
Well, I was just as a personal note, I was unemployed for 6 months at the age of 47. What do you think I think about that unemployment insurance or employment insurance? It was a lifeline. Yeah. It was a lifeline, you know? Hey, well, Keith, what's the future look like for working here in South Central Kansas?
Oh, I think, you know, the trajectory is very positive. You know, we've got new businesses that are entering the market. I think I mentioned earlier Novico's, the cybersecurity company. I think there's companies are looking to expand right now. You know, we still see a lot of activity in the construction industry. Real estate's going well these days. The market, housing market, those are all indicators, to a positive economy, positive economic trends. So I think things are going to be going very well. I want the business public to be traveling again. I want some airlines to buy some airplanes from Airbus and Boeing, and I think that'll be happening. But those are some indicators if you're looking for some canaries in the coal mine to show us what's going to be happening employment-wise over the next 6 months to 24.
And just before we get away here, again, your webpage. How can people find out more about all these interesting topics you've talked about this morning?
It is workforcekansas.com. So,
All right. Well, are you at your destination yet? We've been doing this while you've been...
I actually am. I just pulled into the parking lot, so I've got an in-person meeting that I have not been to with a group of my peers. So five of us are sitting socially distant in a conference room for 3 hours.
All
so.
Right. Hey, Keith, thanks for taking some time with us. We appreciate it. I'm glad you didn't have a wreck or anything. All right.
No, you bet, Steve. Always happy to talk to you. Take care, my friend.
Our guest is Keith Lawing, President and CEO, Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2021. Of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.